Thank you, Camille.
Hey, everybody. My name is Camille.
Hey, Camille.
I'm an alcoholic. I'm a food addict, and I'm a debtor. I've worked these steps according to the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous with the help of a loving God and a loving sponsor. I have made all my amends, and I live in steps 10, 11, and 12 to the best of my ability. So, you know, I just finished saying I've made all my amends. That means I've worked through all these steps. And steps 8 and 9 are easy, but they're not easy to do. The good thing about it is that our book helps to strengthen us every step of the way. So by the time we get to this part of the work, we're ready. We are ready because we have trusted in God. We have given up the reliance on ourselves. We have done everything that this book has asked us to do. This fourth step is an immense step. It's a lot of writing, but it is what helps us to get into this step over here, step number 8. Because we look at what the resentments we've had with people, institutions, principles, and those are the things that we list on our 8-step amends list. So it's really easy if you've done the work and you've done it correctly, and you get to this point where you're no longer afraid because we've worked on fears, we've worked on everything. Like I said, this book guides us step by step. It holds our hands along with our sponsor, and it helps us to do the next right thing. And that's all we want to do, is we want to do the next right thing. First of all, I don't want to be the person that I was before because I didn't like myself. How are you going to like me? And coming to a situation like this, I now want to change. I want to be the best person that I could be. And I know that doing this work and doing it to the best of my ability and working with the sponsor on this is what is going to help me get there. I cannot do this by myself. I cannot do this haphazardly. And it comes a time, by the time you get to this point, that you want to do it, and you want to do it correctly. You want to do it right. Many of us have probably done, you know, 8 and 9 steps galore, you know, in 12-step programs. But have we done them according to the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous? That's the big question, because a lot of people may not know that there's a process, and that's okay, so long as you're willing to do it. And that word willing is mentioned so many times in this 8 and 9 section. And willing, to me, is like wanting to do this and do it to the best of my ability. So I like the fact that I belong to this group here. And because I belong to this group here and I've crossed over, I received a lot of pages on how to do these steps from my sponsor. And so I thought I'd look them over and see if there was anything I would like to share with you guys today on it. And it's just beautiful because it says, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. And like I said, you have to go back to through your fourth step. And if you've done that thorough fourth step, you've got what you need right there. And so the directions from the sponsor is, you know, do the list. Go back through step 4 writing and write down people, institutions that you have harmed. Categorize them into the 3 groups. You know, the amends that you're willing to make now, the later ones, and the ones that you might never want to make. And, you know, we have to take into consideration this book and everything we just finished reading leads us. It leads us to know, you know, that there may be some times when we don't need to make an amends because of whatever the situation is. And you know, and you talk this over with your sponsor. You don't decide this on yourself. There's a lot of praying. There's a lot of working with your sponsor that you do at this point so that you're not alone. You're not alone at any time at all during these steps. And so we need to remove the focus from our past so that we could focus on the now. And if you still feel angry about something, you haven't worked it out as much as you should or you could. So, you know, we've made mistakes in the past, but this is a point in our lives when we could clear those mistakes, when we could live a better life. And why not? And why not do it to the best of your ability? When I did my fourth step, I make sure that I wrote everything precisely and clearly because I knew that that was the fourth step that I was going to read to my sponsor in the fifth. And plus, I knew that that was something I wanted to keep forever because I had done a whole bunch of fourth steps, but they were like checks, X's and O's. I love you, I hate you. But it wasn't anything that I wanted to keep, you know, and it was suggested when I was in other 12-step programs that we burn that stuff and get rid of it. But no, that's something that I want to keep now because I need to look back and refresh my memory. Because it says that there's a long road of reconstruction ahead. So how can I reconstruct if I forgot what I've burnt down, the bridges I burnt down? I need to remember that so that I could reconstruct. And it also, this book tells me that I'm like a tornado, you know, just tearing through life. And that's exactly how I was, you know. And then I look at life and I said, there's nothing the matter here. Everything just looks fine and dandy to me. What's wrong with you? You must be having a problem or a bad day. But in reality, it was all the fact that I didn't look at my share of my life. And that's all this is, you know, like I said, it's putting the past aside and just focusing on the now. And now I want to be a better person because this book talks about Christ's vision. And how can I have the vision of Christ and see people as they are if I'm still angry with them, if I'm still living in resentments? So if I'm still in that dark place where I'm developing all kinds of dark, horrible reminders, then I'm not living Christ's vision. I'm not living the way that I would like to live anymore or from now on. So I love, you know, page 83 because it tells me, yes, there's a long period of reconstruction ahead. We must take the lead. A remorseful mumbling that we are sorry won't fill the bill at all. So just telling somebody, you know, I've never learned how to make an apology because my parents, if I did something wrong, my mom and dad would say, well, go tell them you're sorry. I'm sorry. You know, I wasn't. It didn't matter. You go up there and you just tell the people that you're sorry. They know you're not sorry. You did something on purpose. So it's going to somebody and knowing that sorry is not enough, that there's got to be something else. There's a period of reconstruction. So therefore, these amends cannot be taken lightly. Because I've said I'm sorry a million times and I didn't mean it a million and one times. So it comes a time when we need to pray and meditate and think about these actions that we're going to take because they're totally different from the way we were brought up. That saying sorry just does not cut it. And we could be stepping on somebody's toes. We could be making the situation worse because we have not cleared this path with our higher power. We have not cleared this path with our sponsor. We have not cleared this path with our heart and our soul, and we're still harboring some misgiving in there. So it's easy, but it's not easy. You've got the list. You know who you got to go to. You just know that I'm as sick as the next person. So a lot of forgiveness is necessary. A lot of forgiveness is necessary. And it says the spiritual life is not a theory. We have to live it. And so I'm in the process of growing spiritually. And going back towards resentments and anger and bad times, that's not a spiritual life. My God wants me to be happy, joyous, and free. And if I'm taking the past into consideration and living there, I am not living happy, joyous, and free. I have to live in the now. I have to remember that now is a new day. I'm a clean slate. I got to start, and I've got to keep my eye on the goal, and my goal is to be spiritually fit. And then it says there are some wrongs that we may never fully right. We don't worry about them if we can honestly say to ourselves that we would right them if we could. So there are times when I can't right a wrong, and that's okay. But if my heart is willing, I have cleared the path with my higher power, I have talked this over with my sponsor, I know what's right, and I just continue to live a better life. So this thing that I was looking at before says, for step 9, it says, always ask permission to make the amends. Always pray before. Make an appointment that's convenient for the other person, and we tell them what we're doing and why. We discuss the harm we have done specifically and our desire to right the wrong. We ask if there is anything that they would like to discuss or add, and we thank them. And we can't do this, any of this stuff, if we're still harboring a little bit of resentment, a little bit of anger, a little bit of fear. All that needs to be eliminated in the fourth step. When we step into this eighth step, we have really moved quite a distance, you know. There's more. There's little prayers in here that my sponsor gave me. She says, there's a pre-eighth step prayer. It says, God, please remove my fears and show me your truth. Show me all the harms I have caused with my behavior and help me be willing to make amends to one and all. Help me to be willing to go to any length for victory over alcohol. And we do have to do a lot of praying because, first of all, I didn't know how to pray. And every time I prayed, I'd be asking, I'd be begging, I'd be pleading with my higher power to give me something because I wanted or needed or thought something about it. And slowly but surely, I have learned to change the way I pray to asking for how I could help others, you know. So in this pre-8-step prayer, I want to be unblocked. I want to see all the harms that I have caused so that I could not continue to cause these harms and further harm other people. So, you know, it's a beautiful thing to do with these steps 8 and steps 9. And there's a promise here that I want to also on page 83. It says, if we are painstaking about this phase of our development, we will be amazed before we're halfway through. So if we're honest and we do this work right and we trust and rely on God and we look at our past mistakes and we know that we don't want to recreate them and we want to eliminate them, we're trying to do the next right thing. And so we're going to be amazed. I mean, it's just an amazing thing how our life just falls into place and the people that we need to make amends to fall into place before us because we're no longer afraid. We're no longer scraping. That means that we're no longer, you know, with our head down and thinking that we can never right a wrong, because that's not up to us to do. That's up to our higher power to do. And our higher power works this out in a spiritual realm, in a spiritual manner that's above us. We just don't know how it happens. It just happens. This one book that we just read talked about a man and his wife and how she was going to sue him for divorce and put him in jail. Well, he turned around and he wrote her a nice letter. He says, I have done you wrong, and from now on I'm going to try to give you some alimony, and may not be a lot, but I want to give this to you because I know that I've done you wrong. And what happened? The whole thing just dissolved. The court, the alimony situation just dissolved because the man was apologizing in a way that meant something to the lady that he had done wrong to. So he got, you know, he went through the courts. I mean, he went through the whole situation, but he didn't have to suffer the consequences because he turned around and made the amends as needed. And that's how it is for us, you know. We could sit there and brew and suffer the consequences, or we could turn around and live life the way our higher power would like us to live it, which is happy, joyous, and free. And it's just a continual thing. It's a beautiful thing that we work on ourselves, and every step along the way leads us to a happy and more useful life. And that's my goal, is to be useful. And I can't be useful if I'm still harboring resentments and not accepting, you know, my life as it is. Every day is a new day. Every day is a new life. And we trust and we rely on God, and that's what we're taught here. We lose our fears, and we are looking at our life, you know, walking the broad highway with our higher power hand in hand. I mean, who would have ever thought that I would be a person to do that, because my higher power and I were not friends when I first came in here. He walked his way and I walked mine, and I was fine with that. But then came a time when I wanted to hold his hand and continue to walk along the path, the beautiful path towards recovery. And that's what's going on with my life now. You know, I have removed that focus of the past and now have concentrated on living in the now and working with God and his vision and how he would like to see me grow and develop and how I would like to be as I grow and develop. This is the little bit of willingness that my book talks about. It talks about willingness. And all I have to do is give a little bit, and my higher power takes that, uses it, and builds up on it. And that is the best way I know to live now, because the way I was living before was not a good way. So, you know, if you're new to this program, don't fear anything, because every step of the way you're guided not only by your higher power, by your sponsor, by the fellowship here, and we all are a helping hand towards each other because we've all been through this time and time again, and we know that we want to live a better life, and that's what the story is all about, is finding our higher power and walking hand in hand with that presence, knowing that we are living the best life we can one day at a time. Thank you.
Thanks, Camille. Okay. If you are new to this meeting, please listen carefully. This type of meeting is highly structured. In order to speak at this meeting, you must have completed a 4-step, as it is laid out in the big book, with the help of a Big Book Step Study sponsor and currently be practicing steps 9, 10, 11, and 12. If you haven't done the steps this way or are not sure, please pass and check with the chairperson after the meeting. If you have done these steps as they are laid out in the Big Book, please share your experience with us. If you haven't, we ask that you be open-minded enough to listen. If you have a question pertaining to the step, please feel free to ask someone after the meeting. Group Conscience has voted a 5-minute limit on individual comments. And I think we'll start with you, Isabel.
My name is Isabel. I'm a compulsive overeater.
Hey, Isabel. Isabel.
I've done this work that's laid out in the Big Book, which I have God in my Big Book Step Study sponsor. I have made all the amends I can make to this point. And with God's help, I try to live in 10, 11, and 12 each day. And when I do that, I feel the difference. I have the life that I want. Thank you so much, community.